The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Johannes Eber, Chief Data Officer at Gravity, which is an organization that offers a solution that allows anyone to create a secure, self-sovereign digital ID based on personal data. And Johannes, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks much for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you. And let's start from the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about Gravity, your offerings, history, mission, all that good stuff.
All right. So yeah, Gravity, we started a little bit over a year ago. We are mainly based in Nairobi. And what we do is we provide a digital identity platform where individuals can create and manage a self-sovereign identity wallet. You can sort of think of it as like a decentralized cryptographic and more secure version of a Google Drive, where you as an individual and other entities that you interact with can submit personal data to. And we use blockchain technology then to make this data verifiable. So to give you an example, your university, for example, could submit the certificate and we could trace that it was your university. So whenever you share this data from this identity wallet with a relying party, this relying party can automatically see that this is a verified document. And so for us, identity is really something that goes beyond just the basic ID credentials or your date of birth or your eye color. We have this notion of identity that actually lots of businesses that deal with data already have, which is identity is the data that you generate as a customer, as a beneficiary of aid services, as a borrower for credit issuing institution or a user of mobile money services. And all this is actually part of your identity. So we want to empower individuals with a platform where they can get hold of all these valuable pieces of personal data and then use that to identify themselves, access services that they previously couldn't access, and yeah, control their own identity, basically.
That's great. And I think in my research, and I think I saw this on your website, I think 1.5 billion people worldwide don't have an official proof of identity. So you're definitely meeting a tremendous need in the marketplace. If you don't mind, tell us more about that.
Yeah. So that's, as a matter of fact, that's a big problem. 1.5 billion people without a proof of identity. That is a problem first because lots of services are required by law or just from their own choice to request an official identity document for the customers in order to do what's called the Know Your Customer procedure, the KYC procedure. And so you're excluded from lots of services, especially financial services or mobile communication services in developing countries when you not have an official identity. But the issue actually goes way beyond just identification, like saying, yeah, this is me, Johannes, I'm X years old, etc. The issue really extends to the fact that even if people have an identity, they have what is called thin profiles. That means that there's very few data about them that would help to assess maybe their creditworthiness or tune services and customize services to their needs. So, you know, businesses, aid organizations, they all need access to personal data to provide the services. And that is like then the second layer. So not only is just official proof of identity missing, but also like rich data profiles around this identity are also missing. And that is especially important, for example, in the financial services sector. So informal financial systems, a very important institution is a credit bureau where lenders can provide data about, you know, loan repayments to a central place, and every other institution can access this data when they want to need to assess the creditworthiness of the individual. And this can be very empowering for the individual because if you have a successfully repaid a loan and it's at the credit bureau, you're much more likely to get a loan from a different bank or a different provider for a different need. And for this undocumented population worldwide, there is no such place. So even if you can access a financial service, which is very difficult without ID, this financial service has no central place where they can vouch for your creditworthiness because you have repaid that loan. So every time you want to access a financial service or a different one, you will have to start from zero. So this is where we see the need. It's identification, and it's also a place, a self-sovereign sort of decentralized data storage where all these entities that you interact with also can submit their data.
Wow. Thanks for that rundown there. It certainly sounds like you are definitely meeting a tremendous market need there. And speaking of your market, if you don't mind, tell us about the overall user journey and as well as your identity management efforts for refugees.
Yeah. So to be a bit more concrete, in the beginning, the individual obviously has to sign up. So they need to get an identifier. And that can happen through a basic mobile phone where they sort of sign up, submit some basic ID data, and then also a biometric. That can be the voice or in some use cases, a fingerprint. The biometric is the important part that allows to do the authentication to say this identity that I'm using to access the service actually belongs to me as a person. So for example, in Kakuma, where we work in northern Kenya, we sign people up by registering their biometrics at the point of sign up. And once this identity exists, now we can start attaching pieces of data to it. So as an individual, I can self-declare data about myself, like my date of birth, my eye color, etc. That doesn't have a lot of validity, of course, because I could just submit whatever. But I can then invite entities and individuals around me to validate for the data. So if I submit my date of birth, I can say, hey, I want these phone numbers to actually vouch for me. And then from the entities or the institutions you interact with, like, for example, in the case of the refugees in Kakuma, it would be the schools. The schools have a list of students and their identities, so the students that are in their schools, and they can then, via web interface, submit data around course completion, the content that was covered, their grades, etc. And this data is then submitted to this person's identity wallet. And every time now someone, a relying party, wants to access this data, they need to request consent from the identity holder. So that again depends on the interface. But in the case of like a basic mobile phone, the identity holder would get an SMS or a USSD message where they have to provide their consent via their password to share a certain data with a certain service. So this is how the journey goes from signing up, filling your data storage with data, and then a relying party requesting.
That's great. And also too, Johannes, your website is gravity.earth. So you are a .earth domain user. And if you don't mind, tell us why you all chose to use a .earth domain name.
Yeah. I mean, what we're trying to do is to put everyone in a position to build a trusted identity and a trusted sort of economic profile. And that means we basically want everyone on Earth to do that. So when we saw the Earth domain, we thought that, you know, that makes a lot of sense to for us to use that domain. And it fits very well with our mission. And it's a very cool domain.
Yes, indeed it is. Yes, great answer there. And what does the future hold for Gravity?
Yeah, so in the near future, so we really focus now on a project with refugees in Kenya. We want to have 10,000 people on our platform in the summer of 2019. And that is really our core mission now, where we focus all our efforts. And we hope to become a significant part of, you know, the financial and economic systems that are built for this huge population of undocumented people. And also to prove that identity can be established through alternative means. It doesn't have to be a government-issued documents.
That's excellent. Johannes, what a wonderful podcast. And I appreciate your time today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I think I'm good. That was excellent. Thank you very much, Matt.
Sure thing. And this, for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Johannes Ebert, Chief Data Officer at Gravity. And as you heard, Gravity is an organization that offers a solution that allows anyone to create a secure, self-sovereign digital ID based on their personal data. And Johannes, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.